Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good afternoon. We are talking about the Tigers' next coach apparently is going to be Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss. He's got a contract, but apparently he's got a deal where he can get out of it. But it was reported earlier from one of our listeners, he was on the Pat McAfee show, and said that if he leaves, he's going to owe Ole Miss $4 million. But if you're making between 15 and 20 a year, you can afford to pay back the $4 million to them to get out of your contract. And then, of course, you know the contract at LSU goes on. So, you know, you pay the $4 million and then it's over. And then you're making, well, the first year, let's say it's a $15 million year contract. It might be more than that. But if it's $15 million, so you make $11 million that year. You can live on that in Baton Rouge. And then the next year, you know, you get the 15 or whatever the contract ends up being. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us on a nice Tuesday afternoon. It's Saints Falcons week, and we're going to be talking more about this as we get closer to the weekend. As I said yesterday, I am confident that the Saints are a different team, and I'm giving the Saints the benefit of the doubt because you and I have seen the Saints come back from a bye. Come back from a rest, and they're still resting. They don't come back with any spark. I don't think that's going to happen now. We've got a new quarterback who was really great in his last outing, his only second outing in the NFL against the Panthers. And I think there's a lot of optimism. I think the team is playing for this quarterback, Tyler Shuck, and they have confidence in him, they have faith in him. And so they have ramped up their games. And players do that. I mean, they tend to play, it shouldn't be this way, but they tend to play better for the quarterback that they have more confidence in. And I guess it's kind of natural in a way, but I think the Saints smoke the Falcons this weekend in the Dome, and I think they would do it even if the Falcons had their quarterback and their wide receiver. But without that, I think they've got an even better chance to win. We're talking about Lane Kiffin coming from Ole Miss and going to LSU. Also, then that opens the door for John Summerall, Tulane's quarterback, to maybe go to Ole Miss or Florida or Auburn. And Auburn has not been relative in many years, and it's time, I guess, that they figured out a way to make their team relevant again. So a lot of coaches shifting around, and it's sad that there are teams like Tulane that if they have a good coach, somebody's going to steal him. And last year, or year before, I guess 2 years ago, the Houston Cougars stole Willie Fritz away from Tulane. So it's kind of sad that, you know, they get a good coach and then the coach gets taken away. Ole Miss has a coach that has Ole Miss to the playoffs. And again, somebody pointed out, I don't think that has happened since the 1960s. So Ole Miss could be in the college football playoffs this year because of Lane Kiffin. And so Lane Kiffin may end up at LSU. Are you happy with that? We're also talking about the firing of Willie Green as a Pelicans coach. Will you be more likely to attend a Pelicans game? And what about the idea of encouraging everybody, like at the end of the first quarter, if there are any empty seats lower, everybody there can move down to the lower seats. But what if you paid, say, $150 for a seat to see the Pelicans game and a couple of seats next to you are empty? And somebody paid $20 for a ticket, and now they're sitting next to you, and you paid $150 a ticket. Would you feel like you were cheated? Would you feel like that's unfair? Well, I mean, it is unfair, but, you know, life's not fair. But would you feel better if the Pelicans looked better because there was more of a crowd lower just filling up all the empty seats? And I saw a lot of empty seats last night in the lower area. And it would just, I think it would boost the team and it would make it look better on television. So I don't know if that's ever been done at stadiums where fans are scattered all over the place and there's a lot of empty seats down low. But it would be nice if that lower area looks like it was all filled up. So these are the things that we've been talking about. Also, breaking during our show this afternoon, the House voted to release the Epstein files, still has to go to the Senate. And the one vote against releasing the Epstein files came from Louisiana's own Clay Higgins. And he's done a lot of bonehead things in his political career. This is just another one of them. And I can't help but wonder what's going on in his mind and his life that he doesn't want to release the information. And also, about 300 ICE agents are going to be coming to New Orleans soon to look for illegal immigrants. And while I think it's okay that we find illegal people and get them out of this country, especially the criminals, my big question is, you know, do we have to go into a classroom and take a child out of a classroom? I mean, is that necessary? Is there another way to handle that? I think there is another way to handle it. But because of Stephen Miller, at least half of Trump's brain, Stephen Miller wants a big show. He wants a big show about this. And he wants a lot of publicity about it. And he wants it to look menacing. And I just don't think that it's worth doing that to a child that didn't come here on his or her own. That child didn't come here by themselves. They followed their parents here. Or they followed a family member here or somebody here, but they didn't leave their country and come across the border just totally by themselves. So, you know, I'm all for illegal immigrants being removed, especially the criminals, not the DACA workers. I'm not for gathering up the people who were brought to this country by their families, and they're still here, and they're contributing to America. They've gone to school. Many have been in our military. Why would you remove them from our country? Now, they need to become citizens. They need to work on becoming citizens. But if they're doing that, I'm not for removing those DACA people. So if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Hello, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
There's two things in this moment that really have me angry.
Only two? It's a good day,
well,
then.
Well, there's more, but...
I knew that. I knew that, Janice.
I'm not happy with Mr. Higgins.
Well, you know, what do you expect?
Well, let me tell you this. I'll tell you. I would expect better from a president than what we are getting right now. Back in the day, not a few years ago, Donald Trump said, with regard to Miss Maxwell, "I wish her well." How in God's name can you possibly wish anyone well who goes out and gets underage people to be molested by a sex freak, a pedophile? This is absolutely, it was absolutely insane for him to say something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
And he did something else. He did something else that was awful. And he does it all the time. He really does. There was a reporter talking to him, I think it was today, and he was telling her that she was a terrible person, a terrible reporter, and that ABC... you know, is no good, and all this kind of stuff. She was doing nothing more than her job. And I have seen this man do this multiple times. This is absolutely terrible. And if anybody is down with him 100%, I mean, I don't know what to say to you. You know, like I said, I'd email you, and you'd come back at me and hit me with, "Oh, you're in a conservative RICO chamber and all that kind of stuff." And I was really, I felt like I was being insulted. But I totally understand now exactly what you meant. And I'm not insulted any longer. I get it. Because there are some people that are so down with him, it doesn't matter what he does, they're going to back him no matter what. Well, I am not one of those people.
Yeah.
I am using my own head to think
good.
With.
And more people should do that. Janice, I appreciate the call, and you know we do get comments on your evolution. Let's go to Slidell, and Tom, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Tom. Hello, Tom. Is Tom with us? We can go to Dale. All right, Tom. All right, Tom, you're with us. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, Scoots. I'm calling to plead religious ignorance and ask for help.
Well, I'm not sure I can help you, but I'll try. I'm not sure I'm the one to give you help, but I'll try.
Hey, I'm right for proselytization. Maybe one of your listeners can help out here.
Now, our listeners are smart. They might be able to help you if I can.
Well, I think they are. It's my understanding through my studies of religion, which obviously are too limited, there have been something like 5,000 gods or so during the time that we've inhabited the earth. Now, one of them obviously created this place, right? And I'd like to be educated. I want to know which one created the earth, because I assume that he is also in charge of dividing it up into the separate countries, separate kingdoms, and that sort of thing, drawing lines between people. I'd like to know which one it is, and please turn me on to the literature or the speech he gave, or whatever it is, that delineates how the earth should be divided up into separate places. I know that he started off letting people roam all over the place to find resources, but yeah, at some point that stopped. So help me, please. Help me.
Well, Tom, I think it might be a case of he or she created this world and left us to our own, to follow our own consciences and to kind of figure out what we do from this point. I mean, we have free will. You know, let's say we're put here and we have free will to do a lot of things. And we choose to do certain things that I don't think please God, if you believe in God. I don't think he's pleased with everything that we do. But we have free will to do things. We have free will to make mistakes. We have the free will to look at ourselves and go, wait a minute, this isn't right. It doesn't have to be this way. We have the free will to change. All right, let's go to Gonzalez. Dale, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Dale.
Good afternoon, Scoot. I have a question. I don't know if it was you or maybe the guy that's with you said earlier when I was listening that he didn't trust the Trump administration for releasing the Epstein files. I'd like to have him a question. Did he trust the Biden administration? That's
well,
my question.
Wait, so your question is whether or not either one of us trust the Biden administration?
I think it was he who said it, not you. I think it's the guy with you. I don't know his
name, Ian.
He said he doesn't. Yeah, he said he doesn't trust the Trump administration releasing the Epstein files. Actually, does he trust the Biden administration? Did he trust them?
Ian, do you trust the Biden administration?
Well, the Biden administration couldn't have released the Epstein files.
Because Blackburn begged Dick Durbin to release them in a congressional meeting three times. She begged them.
Are you talking about, hang on a second, brother. Hang on a second. Are you talking about the files at DOJ?
No, I'm talking about the Biden administration had the Epstein files for 4 years. They had the Epstein file for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Marsha Blackburn and a few other women begged, I listened to it on TV, begged Dick Durbin to release the Epstein files, saying they wanted the Epstein files released, and he told her no. I saw it on TV.
Okay, so Dale, there's a fast answer. I got an answer.
Y'all, all the Democrats are saying that they want Trump to release the Epstein files? Why the Democrats didn't tell?
Dale, let Ian answer, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. Go ahead, Ian.
Okay.
Dale, for the entirety, A to Z, of the Biden administration, this was an active criminal case. You cannot release. That is not a lie. That is not a lie. Helene Maxwell was convicted.
Hey, Dale, you're going to have to. Dale, if you want to call this show, I mean, we can end the conversation now, or you can let Ian. Dale, you can let Ian finish, or we can end the conversation now. Okay, it's up to you.
Okay, let him finish.
I'll speak even slower. This was an active criminal investigation until late 2021, when Helene Maxwell was convicted and then appealed. The Trump DOJ reviewed these files, reviewed this case, and closed the case this July. Maxwell's appeal at the Supreme Court was denied on October 6th. There is no time prior to that that the DOJ could have released these files without compromising an active criminal case. Period.
Okay, now, Dale, before
who was president in 2021? Who was president in 2021?
The case was still open. Are you listening?
Okay, and it was closed in 2021?
No, it was closed in 2025. It was closed in 2025.
Well, why do in 2021 to 2024 the Democrats didn't release the files?
Oh, my God. Right. It was still under appeal, man. The case was still open. I can explain this to you, but I can't understand it for you.
Okay. But no, I can tell you, Dale.
I heard Marsha Blackburn ask on TV.
All right, Dale.
Ask Dick Durbin to please release
it. You've repeated that several times.
You must understand that you did not understand what you were watching. This whole, you can say Marsha Blackburn, Marsha Blackburn, Marsha Blackburn 30 more times. The fact is, you did not understand what you were seeing on television at the time. And that's okay. You're still a good person, Dale. You're still welcome in the reality-based community. But on this, you're simply incorrect, and we need to move on.
All right. So look, Dale, let me say this to you. President Biden should have done a better job explaining that. But I'll tell you, whether that was the case or not, I have explained many times why Biden did not release the files, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know if you're new to the show, because if you've been listening to this show, I've answered this question constantly. So obviously, you're getting new information from conservative media, and this is riling you up. And when we get call after call talking about the same thing, and we've gotten a few calls like this, it's people who are wrapped up in conservative media in the echo chamber. And so you're hearing things and you're pushing this agenda. I can tell you simply without whether or not it was an investigation or not, I can tell you why I think Biden didn't release the files. Because I think Biden could have been trying to protect Democrats. This is not a Republican-Democrat thing. There were Republicans and Democrats probably on that list. It's not like just Republicans wanted underage girls. I think there were Democrats that wanted underage girls, too. And so I don't think Biden wanted to have the files released because he didn't want to bust his friends. And one of them might have been Bill Clinton. I mean, we don't know. So, again, you're getting new information from a desperate conservative media echo chamber that is trying to position this as, well, why didn't Biden do it? Well, so what? I mean, the point is, Biden didn't do it. I think he should have done it. And I said this when Biden was president. Now, if Biden didn't do it, that has nothing to do with whether or not Trump does it. And Trump should release the files completely, which he now says he wants released. I don't know why there's the change, but he wants them released now. So, you know, we deal with this a lot when there's suddenly new talking points concerning any issue. And you get it from the conservative echo chamber, and then, you know, you somehow think this is some kind of whacked out liberal show, which we are not. I'm a radical moderate. I'm a registered independent, very sensible, logical, never lie. And I just talk about some of these issues, but we're leaning away from politics. But, you know, this is not about politics. This is about pedophiles. And so Biden should have done more to explain why he didn't release him. But even if it wasn't an investigation, I don't think he wanted to release him because I think he was protecting his own people, because I think there are Democrats on that list, too. So don't act like this is just all, only Republicans are being accused of being pedophiles. It's Democrats, too. And Biden should have released it or should have explained why he wasn't going to release it.
Last thing I'll say about it, Dale, thank you for your call. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you being a part of the show. You started out that conversation accusing me of saying I don't trust the Trump administration. I was reading a text message from someone else. 80-90% of the time you hear my voice on this program, that's what I'm doing. And it's usually extremely clear that that's what I'm doing. So if you missed that cue and you thought I was speaking about my opinion in that moment, it is extremely plausible to me to think that you misunderstood what you thought you were watching on TV between Dick Durbin and Marsha Blackburn.
But you did bring up the point then about the investigative report and that it could not be released, which was something I wasn't even aware of. And I said consistently, really, I said this when Biden was president. I don't think he's releasing the files because there's Democrats there that he's trying to protect. There are a lot of people who have been protected. And this is the problem with this kind of stuff. It's the rich, powerful men who want to have sex, they want to rape underage girls, that are being protected. They should not be protected any longer. We should know who they are. And whether it's Biden or the current president, we need to know who they are. And if Biden didn't do it, that's no reason to say that the current president should not do it. And that's the argument that's being made. Got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll come back with your calls. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2005, the movie Walk the Line, based on the life of Johnny Cash, hit movie theaters nationwide. It starred Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon as June Carter and Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash. It was a great movie, and Joaquin Phoenix did the actual singing. He was not lip-syncing Johnny Cash. And this is Joaquin Phoenix. Love the movie. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
WWL. All right, this is Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. They're together. They're a couple, and it's been announced that they're going to be performing at the Endymion Extravaganza, Mardi Gras next year. They're going to be awesome. I hope they do some Gwen Stefani No Doubt stuff too. That would be fun. And Marshmello is going to be the headliner at the Pygmalion Bash. Marshmello is a popular DJ and producer, and nobody knows what he looks like because he wears this like marshmallow head. His head looks like a marshmallow. Interesting. I'm Scoot. Let's get to a couple of quick calls, and I want to share a couple of things from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Let's go to Offshoreman in Jefferson. Offshoreman, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Scoot in the morning?
Yes, well, it's actually Scoot on the air now.
I'm sorry. I'm an old listener.
Okay.
I've been listening since Philadelphia.
I wanted to call you and talk to you about it.
I was at the hospital the other night. I work offshore. I'm a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing out here doing some checks offshore. you were at the hospital the other night. I'm not going to say what for. I don't know. I just saw you. Everybody said you were a gem. And look, to have a celebrity in the hospital, we have a lot of exciting things going on in the hospital, heart transplants, liver. Oshkosh is a great place. But to have you in the place the other night, I wanted to come talk to you, but I didn't think it would be professional. I wanted to tell you I've been a fan of yours and listening to you. And the politics, I think you got guts because not a lot of people in a conservative town like this, or state, I should say, can say what you say and get away with it because you have the nuts to say what you say. And you are so nice to everybody. And a lot of people don't see that side of you, and there's not a chance for people to really say those real Scoot. But you were in the hospital, and you were just a gentleman, and all the nurses were just...
I appreciate that.
We were just excited you were there.
Well, I appreciate that. I was with supporting a very close friend of mine, someone close to me, and her mom passed away on Sunday. But they did a lot to. Did a lot to keep her alive.
Yeah. I didn't know what you were there for. I didn't want to interrupt you, but you're a legend, Scoot, and we love listening to you. We have a bar over here in Mid City, and we have you on every afternoon.
I appreciate
people want music, and I'm like, we don't have music, we want Scoot. So
what's the name of the bar? What's the bar?
Mealy's.
I'm sorry, what?
Mealy's Bar.
Mealy's
Bar. Mid City. Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I'm going to run. I got to get to the hospital for my shift. But so great to talk to you. I just wanted to take the time to call and thank you, Scoot. You're a special individual. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Very, very kind words. Yes, sir. He certainly could have come over and talked to me. But you know, it was a very tough time because she was very, very sick and. Just passed away on Sunday, and it's been a really tough couple of weeks. And Ochsner did a great job of caring for her, and she wasn't in pain, and that's the good thing. So I'm still supporting my friend at this this tough time. We're going to get to a break. If you're on hold, stay with us. We've also got some text, and I'm going to get to some of these comments. That are posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And we'll come back with more. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's time to bring back the turkey dance freeze. Hey, Thanksgiving is coming up next week. We're getting in the mood. Yeah, this sounds like a song even a white guy like me could dance to. I don't think it would be pretty, though. Yeah, all right. And we'll be back on WW.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in store. And at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, you know, is it too difficult to ask for the truth? Yeah, apparently it is. Just want the truth. And it's amazing how many people don't really care about the truth. They just care about what they want to be true. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. And let's see. Let me go to a couple of these comments on Scoot on the Facebook. This is in response to the blog that I wrote. Hey, Zion, shoot or get off the pot. Jacob says, same thing with Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis was kind of sluggish here, went to the L.A. Lakers, and he did better, didn't he? I don't know about statistically. I don't keep up with the stats that much, but I got the impression that he was inspired going to another team. Here's a comment from Mark. Seattle wants the Pelicans bad. Gail says it won't happen, but the commissioner of the NBA isn't happy with $5K a night attendance at NOLA games. NOLA ain't a basketball city, and the losing is compounding the issue with attendance. Well, it certainly is. Let's see. Eric says, no way, he's damaged goods at this point. Tad says, Zion has just as many rings as GOATs Shaq and Michael Jordan at his age. And then goes on to make a point, but says, yes, the injury is a concern and a legitimate concern. Elaine says, he's not helping us being injured all the time. And I write about that in the blog. You know, he's injured too much of the time. I don't know whether he's not taking care of himself, but there's a lot of chatter in the NBA about a lot of injuries not being legitimate, that some players just want to rest. I'm not saying that of Zion because I don't know, but I know that this is something that happens in the NBA. Zion has only played in 39% of the games. 39%. You can't be a superstar if you're not even playing. You can't live up to expectations if you're not playing. Zion in New Orleans is a bust. The sad thing is, watch. He may go to another team at some point, and he won't be injured as much, and he'll be playing his ass off, and he'll live up to expectations. It's sad that there are people who do not respect New Orleans, even though they're here and being paid by New Orleans. It's sad. And I think Miss Benson needs to hire a great coach. They need to find a great basketball coach for our NBA team. And that's going to send a signal to the fans to come to games. Because if it doesn't seem like they really care that much about the team, if they're going to put everything into the Saints and the Pelicans are going to continue to be a stepchild, that's not going to help attendance. But you show that you care about the team by hiring the right coach and a big-time coach, that sends a message to the fans. So you got the money. We'll see what happens. Chuck B's in Mid-City. Hey, Chuck B.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon.
I'm going to try to be brief. Now I want to chime in on both of these things, if you can give me the leniency.
Okay.
Really quick, regarding Zion, the coach didn't pick the players. The GM does.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? And so that's a – if
but
someone
it,
is
it,
able
it,
to go
– Wait, have been,
wait, Scoot, let me finish, please.
It would have been difficult. I'm going to let you finish.
Let me get a point out.
I'm going to let you finish, but it would have been
okay.
It would have been difficult not to pick Zion under those circumstances when he was coming out of college.
But you're saying difficult, but there were other players who were picked before Zion as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So other people valued other players. The point is this, though, that if Chris Paul and other players left New Orleans and went better, we maybe need to re-look at our front office situation and what is going on. So that's that.
Yeah.
As it relates to the Epstein files, and you just mentioned truth. So truth makes a difference. And the truth is fact. So if you trust Ian was speaking to the man who was calling in about asking how come Biden didn't release him before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I listened carefully to Ian slowly express and explain to him that there was no way the files could have been released because it was an ongoing active case. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So then, right after that, you came right back on, though, Scoot, and was expressing your opinion about why you think Biden maybe did not release them. So to me, the same thing goes to you. You were listening to the same truth and fact that there was no way he could because it was an ongoing active investigation. Yeah. So regardless to what Biden's feelings may have been or what his intentions wanted to be, it didn't even matter because the truth and the facts were that it was impossible for him to release them during an ongoing case that actually just got closed in October. And I'm saying this because you have a great listening audience. And if we're not all on board with what truth is, then it's difficult to bring people together, Scoot.
All right. Well, Chuck B., it's not my job to bring people together. I'd like to if I can, but that's not my job. My job is to just talk about the issues and I express my opinion. And I do think we do a lot to bring people together. What I said was, and look, this is the first time that I've heard that Biden could not release the files. So if that's true, that he could not do it. He should have explained to the American people why he wasn't releasing the files, because when Biden was president, and I didn't know that, and I said this again, when Ian said what he said, I said, even if that were not the case, so I addressed what Ian was saying as the truth. I said, even if that is true, I still think Biden wanted to protect people that might have been on that list. And this was never about Republicans and Democrats divided, because I think they're all involved in it.
I heard that part. And I understand he may have wanted to, but the fact is it didn't matter because it was an ongoing case. So in order, and I understand you have a talk show. It's not necessarily to bring truth together, but when you understand and appreciate the power of the platform, why not use it?
Chuck B, you're not going to bust me for not trying to bring people together, because I do that on a daily basis.
That's not the bust. What I'm saying is, if he just laid out truth and fact.
Well, I think we're getting involved in semantics here. I accepted what Ian said as fact, but then said, look, even if that wasn't the case, I don't think Biden wanted to release them. And I don't think Trump really wants to release them. I got to get to a break here. I'm sorry we don't have more time, but I'm not getting into political arguments any longer. You know, you can state your case and we can talk about it, but we're not going to get into political arguments. But I do have to get to this break, and, you know, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. But I recognized what Ian said. I have never told a lie on this show. We tell the truth. Now, that truth does not always coincide with those who are wrapped up in the conservative media echo chamber. I can't reconcile that. That's not my problem. But we're honest on this show, and I do express my opinions, and we'll be right back. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next. My responsibility is to always be honest with you and to have good opinions and also to just have fun. Thanks to Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Core DP, and thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.